大家好，我是 Jenny， 今天有一个好消息要跟你分享，就是在这个月的24号，8月24日，开言英语将在广州举办一场线下见面会，届时我们的主播Adam, Spencer, Lisa, Connor 等都会出席，所以赶快关注我们的公众号开言英语获取报名方式吧，期待与你们的近距离交流。 Hi guys, this is Jenny and you're listening to another episode of 潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hello, hi and hey guys and gals, this is Adam.
哎，你刚刚打招呼的时候说了三个 H 开头的。
I wanted to also say hi there, but that was maybe a little too much.
对，那因为我们今天的节目呢，就要 get back to basics， 跟大家聊聊最简单的英语打招呼啊，而且是用最简单的这几个词 hello, hi 和 hey。但是这三个词到底有什么区别呢？什么时候可以用，什么时候又不能用呢？好，那今天我们就要跟大家好好的来聊一下。好，那说到英语打招呼呢， We call that greetings.
Greetings, yes, yes. In fact, you could even greet someone by saying greetings.
但你用这个英国口音是不是它是很，就是很特别正式的？
Yeah, it sounds pretty weird. Yeah, it's not somethingNot something you would say to your friends at work or your friends if you see them on the street or in the elevator. You would not say greetings.
对对对，但是好像 in writing, 我们有的时候写卡片啊、
oh, yeah.
什么可以 greetings,、
yeah.
是吧？好，那我们今天还是要来说说这三个 H 打头的词啊。那其实 hi 和 hey, 他们都是从 hello 来的吧？
Yeah, probably.
They're all...informal or colloquial 口语的 versions of hello,
right?
但是最重要的一件事大家要记住的就是 native speakers 真的很少说 hello.
Yep, it's true. It's true. I mean, I know it's literally page one of the English textbook, but yeah, we really don't say it very often.
所以就比如我们每天上班，我来到办公室看到 Adam 看到 Spencer， 我就不会说 Hello Adam, Hello Spencer, 是吧？
Hello.
Hello Jenny.
Hello Jenny. Yeah, I mean, you can, right? We're not trying to tell you that you can't. It's just that native speakers don't really do that. In fact, when I say hello, I'm really only thinking about two situations.
哪两个？
One, answering the phone. Hello?
打电话就接电话的时候
Right.
Hello?
Hello? You're right, and it's always asked like a question.
Okay.
Right? And I suppose if, you know, I said like, hello, and like, hello, this is Jenny. I'm from the insurance company, and I want to give you some insurance. Oh, hello, Jenny.
但你刚刚说打电话的时候说 hello 是接电话还是你打过去说 hello?
No, you answer the phone.
Hello? 接电话的时候 hello, okay.
Hello?Yeah, the only other time that I would use it, and a lot of my friends would use it, is when we're kind of joking with each other. Like, you know, maybe if my friend came in, doesn't matter if it's a guy or a girl, they're dressed very nice, they look very good, I might say like, ooh, hello.
就是这种调侃了、是吧？因为 hello 你们是觉得比较正式。
Yeah, it's very,、right? it's very formal, it's a little old-fashioned,、but if you use it in a joking way, then it's great. Oh, hello, where have you been all my life?
OK, 好，那既然 hello 很正式，这就是为什么在日常生活当中，在口语里呢，我们经常用的是Hi 和 Hey.
That's right.
好，那既然 Hi 和 Hey 这两个，那他们到底有什么区别呢？ What's the main difference?
Well, Hi, even though it's less formal than Hello, it's still a little bit more formal than Hey.
Okay.
Maybe formal isn't the right word. Put it this way. I would use Hey with a very good friend or someone that I'm very, very close with. Hi would probably be someone who I'm trying to be...polite to,
okay.
I probably know them.
Okay.
But we're just not as close as someone who'd be like, hey, 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 Spencer.
对，你跟 Spencer 会 hey, 然后你跟我 well, I guess 你跟我也可以 hey, 因为我们已经很熟了。
Hello, Jenny. Here is my work. It is finished.
好，所以就还是他们这个礼貌的程度，或者说 casual 那个随意的程度啊，轻松的程度不太一样。Hey 就是最最最随意的，然后你是跟自己最亲密的这种好朋友之间用。然后 Hi 呢，就是可能跟同事或者说一般的熟人用 Hi， 它是最万用、最安全的。 对吗？
Right.
好的，那其实我觉得 hey 还有一个不一样，就是有的时候如果你要 you know you're trying to get someone's attention.
Hey.
对 hey.
Hey.
Like I'm talking to you.
Hey Jenny.
是不是？
Right.
比如你在马路上，然后看到一个熟人，然后他在马路对面，你就可以大叫 hey.
Yeah, for sure. Or, I mean, maybe that same person or a different person, maybe they try to take your lunch. And you could say like, hey, stop that.
Oh, so hey 也可以，就是你有点不开心，什么有点指责。Hey,
what are you doing?
Yeah. 对对对，就这样。然后你就不会 hi, what are you doing?
Hello.
okay, got it. 那 hey 不是有一首很有名的歌吗？ Hey Jude.
Oh, yeah, right.
所以应该 Paul McCartney 和 Jude 是很亲密是吧
It's John Lennon's son.
Son,
he
对对对
wrote it about, so, yeah.
Hey, Jude.
Hi, Jude. Hi there, Jude. Hello, Jude. Na, 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 na.
好的，那我们现在来看看具体给大家举一些例子，不同场景底下啊，我们用 hi 还是用 hey 比较的恰当。第一个我想到的场景就是一早你去上班或者上学啊 ，you're in the office or you're at school， 看到自己的 coworkers or classmates。除了当然你可以说 morning， 对吧？早上好。
Yeah, morning。
对，这个时候你觉得用 hi 还是用 hey 比较好？
Again, it's really going to depend on our relationship. Someone I'm very close with, yo, hey, Jim. And then maybe if it's like the new guy, Jim, I might say like, hi, Jim.
如果不是很熟，对吗？
Yeah.
那如果跟老板 boss or your teacher 老师可以用 hi 吗？
Oh, yeah, that's a really good question. I think I would use hi for both of those.
If you have a direct relationship.、Right?
Yeah, I mean, even, I mean, if you're really close to your boss, hey, that's fine. But that, you know, I'm not sure how many of our listeners have that relationship. So I don't really want to suggest it. I think hi would be fine.
Just safe. Play it safe.
It's safe. Exactly. Now, there is another one we didn't talk about, which is also very safe.
是什么?
Hi there.
Okay. So...It's just hi plus there.
There, yeah.
那里
Yeah, there. I mean, it could be here, I suppose, because we're both here. But yeah, that one's really interesting because it really is. I tend to use that more with people who are older than me. And maybe I would also use that with a superior. Because it's casual, but it still sounds respectful.
Okay, so hi there.
Hi there.
那这个 there 其实就讲的是那个人，对不对？OK, 所以你不需要用他的名字。你不需要 Hi there, Jenny.
I mean, you could.
OK.
Yeah, but I think hi there is better just by itself.
那可以说 hey there 吗?
Hey there. Yeah, you sure can.
但就是跟自己很熟的人。
Right.
OK, 好。那接下来一个场景是如果你什么碰到自己的 neighbors, 邻居。
OK, so some of my neighbors are a bit older than me. Hi there.
OK.
100% hi there.The ones that are like the same age around me or, you know, like just a little bit younger. If it's a guy, it's probably, hey. If it's a lady, it might be like, hey.
Okay, 语气不太一样是吧？好，那如果是一个你刚刚认识的人 if it's someone you're meeting for the first time.
Okay, great question. Yeah, so if that person is introduced to me,by a very good friend, then that might change what I'm going to say.
So
you know what I mean? Like if Spencer introduced me to his cousin, Blencer, you know, yo, this is my cousin. I might be like, oh, hey, nice to meet you.
而且因为那个场合也很 casual, 以及说大家的关系也是这种，对吧？像 buddy buddy 的这种。
Right, but if it were like, this is our new marketing.
对，就比较 professional 的场合。
Right, I would probably say like, hi,、
okay.
I'm Adam, nice to meet you.
好的。那如果在饭店里，比如我要点菜或者我要结账和 waiter, 我可以说 hi, or hi there 吗？或者 hey.
So you mean when they first come over or when you need to get their attention?
Get their attention.
Excuse me is probably the best.
Okay,
yeah, because if you start saying like, hi, hello.
Oh, yeah. You might sound a little impatient.
Right, exactly.
A little rude.
That's why it's so difficult for foreigners who come to China and go to a Chinese restaurant for the first time. They don't understand why nobody is coming over to them.
好，诶，最后要问你的一个场景是，比如我们发微信啊，就是这种短消息，在手机上面 ，if you're actually writing something.
Okay, well, same logic applies. I would say like hey to my friends, and probably like hi. I would never say hi by itself, but like hi Jenny, I'm sorry, I'm going to be late today or something.
Okay, 所以当然也depends on the relationship you have. 然后刚刚 Adam 那个点也很好，就是。这个 hi 是能够单独用呢，还是我们后面要加它的名字啊
？Yeah.
So let's talk about that.
Okay.
口语里面，你刚刚说，如果写一个短信啊，或者甚至写 email， 最好是 hi 后面加上那个人的名字。Hi Jenny. Hi Adam. Right. 那如果是 face to face 面对面呢
？I mean, I guess I could use your name when I see you.
比如早上对上班到办公室。
Yeah. Hi Jenny.
Or just hi.
I think hi is better.
对，我觉得口语里面就不需要都加名字啊。好，那说完这么多呢，最后再教给大家几个 hi 的用法。一个呢，就是如果你想跟一群人打招呼。
Okay, so maybe you are a host. Maybe you just have some reason that you need to talk to everybody. Yeah, that's a great one. So let's start with hi.
Yeah.
Hi, everyone.
Oh,
that's a pretty safe one to use. Hi, everyone. My name is Adam. I'd like to talk to you today about the word hello.
就是大家好啊。哎，这也很有意思。中文我们说大家，就好像 all of you guys.
Everybody.
对，但英文我们是 everybody， 就每一个，是吧？可以说 hi everybody 吗？还是
hi everybody？ Yeah.
Hi everyone 都可以。
Yeah, everyone and everybody. There is not much difference.
Hi all 呢
？Hi all. That sounds more like an email.
Oh, okay.
Like you're planning a lunch or something tomorrow and just want to make sure everyone sends their $3 to Janice in accounting.
所以写的时候文字用 hi all.
Hi all.
那 hi guys 呢
？Hi guys. Now hey guys sounds wonderful. Hi guys. It's okay.
Yeah, because I guess guys 这个词就是大家的意思啊，它就是很 casual 的，所以它搭配 hey 就更协调一点，是吧？
You're right. So, hey guys.
那最后要问你的，跟自己老板，前面 you kind of answered me， 但是我还是想直接问，可以 hi boss 吗？
Oh, no. I mean, again, unless you have this wonderful relationship where you can joke, hi boss.
就你跟老板关系很好 ，Hi boss.
Hi boss. How's bossing today? There's one we haven't talked about yet.
Oh, 还有吗？是什么
？Hey you.
Hey you.
Hey you. It's also a song. Out there in the cold. Yeah.
Hey you 是个什么感觉啊？就跟自己很好很好的朋友吗
？Yes. Or I mean, the people who usually say hey you to me are like.Older ladies that really love me.
姐弟恋吗？这什么意思
？Well, you know, like hey you.
哦，就是 hey handsome,
hey
hi,
handsome,
帅哥
yeah,
那个意思
yeah, yeah,
是吧？
Yeah, yeah.
哦，你下次节目跟我们分享一下这些 older ladies.
All the old ladies, all the old ladies, all the old ladies, all the old ladies.
OK, 那我们今天的节目就到这儿。哎，看来这个打招呼啊，即使很简单的 hello, hi 和 hey 也有大学问。
It's really, I just before we go, guys, I know it is simple, but it just from a native speaker's point of view, it really matters. Like when we listen to ESL students say, you know, hello guys or something, like it really sounds, it doesn't hurt.Our ears, but it just sounds so strange. So if you can fix that, you are just so far ahead of the rest.
对，我也觉得今天最重要的核心这个 key takeaway 就是不要在口语里再用那么多 hello，
right,
是吧？ Right. 好 ，thank you for listening。然后，当然，如果你想让自己的英语更加的地道、更加的流利和自信呢 ，check out our member lessons， 跟着开言英语会员课程好好学啊。然后你会发现学英语其实很快乐，因为我们都帮你计划好，都帮你想好了，不管是什么级别，你都能学到。最有用并且最有趣的内容。OK， 感谢大家的收听，我们下次再见。
Na 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 na, bye guys.